All right, let's get downtown Marquette to Superior Outfitters, catching up with Cole. Thanks for some of your time, man.
Yeah, no problem, Adam. Great to talk about fishing and looking forward to getting out here shortly.
Well, obviously, I want to touch base with you on the musky bite that I've been getting some great reports on, but it's been an interesting report for musky. We'll get to that in just a little bit here, but I want to start with the rivers around the central UP, Lake Michigan streams versus Lake Superior streams. I'm hearing Superior rivers are actually doing very well right now for salmon and a few Lake Run Browns actually being reported too. So what do you got for us?
Yeah, this rain that we've got and this cold streak of weather has really helped push some fish into the rivers. Sounds like right now it's pretty hot. Guys are catching king salmon still. Hearing of some cohos being caught locally. Oh, really? And guys are getting some Lake Run Browns as well, typically using spawn or beads. And then they're also casting for them using spinners and some crankbaits as well.
Yeah, I actually got some good reports from crankbait gear fishermen that were doing very well. Fire Tiger sounded like it was a real hot one the last few days.
Yep, getting that here in Marquette. A lot of guys are buying Fire Tiger, and then on the spinner side of things, we're selling these Guts Widow spinners. They got some rubber skirts on them, painted up in all sorts of colors, but the Fire Tiger's been the hot one lately.
Let's talk a little bit about these coho, because I have not heard anything about that. That's the first I've heard about coho, which is great, because a lot of people love targeting coho. And are you hearing about coho, like, dispersed in a river system, or are they just down low?
It sounds like the coho are down low right now. I just got some of my first reports on them here this week. So it sounds like they all came on beads from this particular angler. But, yeah, we should start to see more of them come into the river here throughout the week and then in the rest of the season.
All right, so that's Lake Superior streams. Have you heard any reports from Lake Michigan streams at all?
Guys who are getting down to the Lake Michigan tributaries are doing well. Hearing about a few steelhead being caught amongst the kings. But guys who are putting in the time to go down there are doing really well. Variety of tactics there. A lot of guys are throwing beads, but the guys that are targeting the kings are using a lot of crankbaits.
Are you hearing, like I am, that most of the steelhead are coming out of the deep, slow pools below the spawning riffles?
Yep, that's correct. That's what I'm hearing from the guys that are floating beads, catching steelhead in the deep, slow pools behind the spawning salmon.
Yeah, that's pretty typical this time of year, so just passing that along to the listeners. All right, we got lots to talk about still, including the end of trout season and your musky fishing. And I've got some good reports to confirm with you on those toothy critters. So can we get a little more time from you later this hour?
Absolutely, Adam. Love to talk about it.
Cole at Superior Outfitters, Front Street in downtown Marquette. Stay tuned, and we'll continue right here with more fishing reports on The Outdoor Show.